100.5 The River, continuous light rock favorites. Well, last night, the debut of Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. The only reason I watched last night was for David Cassidy, and then he ends up getting voted off. And I talked to David a little bit ago about what we have in store for this season's Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, it's an amazing bunch of people, and I mean an incredibly interesting bunch of people. It was men together and women together, separately and together, but we worked as teams as men. So I worked with the guys, and people have asked me over the last few weeks, you know, who can we expect to see you bond with and so forth, and did you bond with anybody? And the answer is yes, I did. I had known Meatloaf in the past. We'd worked a couple times together. He's also an actor sometimes, and I had met Gary Busey a few times, both as an actor, but there are musicians. I'd met Dionne Warwick, but you'll see the sparks fly so big time in the first episode. It's March the 6th. And the person I bonded with the most was probably the one that people would assume on our separate lives and perception. Would be the least likely person.
David Cassidy, Sue Cassidy, I just wanted to thank you so much for talking to me. I wish I had more time to tell you just how much your music affected me. And
bless you. You know, it means so much to me, Paige, from people like yourself. And I'm truly honored, and I mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless
you. Bye. God bless you, too. That was just so unbelievable. I mean, never as a little kid sitting in my room with David Cassidy's picture plastered all over my walls did I ever think that I would have the opportunity to talk to him. Dreamt about it a lot, but never thought. I feel like Oprah Winfrey when they surprised her with Jackie Jackson. 100.5 The River, continuous light rock favorites.